Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, April 26th. 48 hours to the NFL draft. The news is fast and furious. I don't know if you guys loved or just liked Monday's podcast with Austin from PFF. I'll say this. You know, we post it after we record it within 3 hours. And I don't want to say we're moving markets here, but Trayvon Walker became the new favorite in the desert to be the number one pick overall. That's just, to me, just stunning. But if you listen to the pod with Austin, you know, he makes a good case that, yeah, Walker probably shouldn't be, but he could be. Like, it's just a weird, the NFL draft is becoming so strange. It's less about production. It's more about like measurables and what you can be. And I've always said this, like, it's not about what you are now. It's about what you can be. And that's like the huge NBA discussion that's so difficult to figure out. Like these guys coming out of high school and college, it's like, well, you know, Christian Laettner was awesome, but what can he be in the NBA? And the answer was like a solid, you know, 12-year pro putting up okay numbers. And, you know, you look at the NFL with this and it's like, wow. I mean, Trayvon Walker was never one of the best players on the Georgia defense. And he's going to be the number one overall pick. Just staggering stuff. But the NFL, for a couple hours at least, will have to take a backseat to what went down in the NBA on Monday night. Just a gutless performance from the Brooklyn Nets getting swept in their own building by the Boston Celtics, swept out of the playoffs. I know what people are saying. Hey, man. Hey, Jay. Kobe and Shaq got swept when they were with the Lakers. And, LeBron got swept in the finals by the Warriors and by the Spurs. And Michael Jordan got swept early in his career. And it's like, guys, none of this is the same as to what just happened to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, okay? They were favorites to win the championship for much of the season. I know some of that had James Harden there, and they replaced James Harden with an empty suit. And by the way, how fitting is it that Ben Simmons was not even on the bench for Game 4? He knew what was up. He knew it was a wrap. And we'll get to what was said in the post game, which is absolutely crazy. Kyrie Irving just going off the reservation as he is wont to do. But they were favored for much of the season to win the championship, and they get swept in the first round. This is humiliating for Kevin Durant. A lot of people were upset that I said he ruined the trajectory of his career. I had a pro trainer DM me on Instagram saying, come on, Jay, he's already top 10. All the Hoopers know. And I said, okay, who's the rest of your top 10? And the guy basically was like, well, you know, I'm not going to get into that game. Well, okay, fine. You can't say he is top 10 if you're not going to name who you're kicking out. Because the top 10 has been cemented for a while now. And you can't just be willy-nilly bringing guys in and out. To crack it, you got to continue to ascend. The reason I put LeBron over Jordan, he won the title with the Lakers. I said that. If he goes to another city and wins a third title with a third franchise, that's unbelievable. Nobody does that. Nobody. And for LeBron to do it, I think that elevated him. Now, does LeBron get dinged because they didn't even make the playoffs this year? Well, there were extenuating circumstances. It definitely doesn't help him, but I don't think it really hurts him. LeBron's case is cemented. Kevin Durant still has years to go. Still got people to pass. Still got stuff to prove. Not necessarily, and I should take that back. He doesn't have much left to prove, except for one thing. Didn't win a title until he got to Golden State with Steph Curry. Left Steph Curry, it's been 3 years. The first year he was injured, missed the entire season. Second year, loses in the semifinals in the East. Third year, swept in the first round. I think it's a fair question to ask, can Kevin Durant win a championship without Steph Curry? Now, if you say, can he win it with Kyrie Irving, I would say absolutely not. And I've already got people, including Rob G, saying, oh, Nets are going to be so stacked next year. Oh, my goodness. Ben Simmons back. Joe Harris back. Let me introduce you to a gentleman by the name of Kyrie Irving. Coach killer. Culture killer. Kyrie Irving, this is real quotes. I had to wait for the transcript to come out because, you know, reporters will tweet quotes and I'm like, there's no way this is real. I had to wait for the transcript and it came out. Kyrie Irving, I feel like I was letting the team down when I wasn't able to play. It became a distraction at times. Where is the self-awareness? Bro, we were saying this for months. I mean, you're saying that now after you get swept? Now you drop that on your teammate. Hey, guys, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you 4 months ago and we got shafted and got the 7 seed and we couldn't gel at all. That's on me. My bad. Really? You going to do that shit now? You going to play that card now? Kevin Durant should open hand slap him. What are you doing? It gets worse. Are you ready? They, of course, the reporters. So, Kyrie, what's up? You have a player option. Are you going to re-sign with the Nets? Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course. He of course, has said this in Boston and then turned tail and left. This is, I swear to you guys, this is a real quote from Kyrie Irving. When I say I'm here with Kev, Durant, obviously, I think that really entails us managing this franchise together alongside with Joe and Sean. Joe would be the owner, Sean the GM. Just to repeat, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving came to Brooklyn together. KD followed Kyrie. Kyrie, after 3 empty seasons, no championships, no trips to the finals, is now the guy who bailed on his team, quit on them. I'm not getting the vax. Quit on his team. That's what he did. When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that really entails us managing this franchise together alongside the owner and the GM. Kyrie Irving thinks he's now managing the franchise, making decisions. This is the most delusional and least self-aware athlete I can remember, high profile, this century in sports, last 22 years. Think about it. Find me someone who's going to say some asinine shit like that after you got swept in the first round. All of a sudden, you know, are on board. You're all in now. Back with the vaccine and playing. Are you going to resign? Are you going to stay? Now you're saying this after you get swept. And now there's discussion. Do we even want this guy? If he opts out, what do we do? Now he's saying this. Oh, I'm all in. I'm sorry I let the team down earlier this year. I'm going to help manage the franchise. Rob, I'm at a loss for words. I swear to you, if the Nets owner was having breakfast next to me. And he looked at me and said, oh man, I think I heard your podcast. Tell me how you really feel. What would you do with Kyrie? And I would say, I would let him walk. I would let him do whatever he wants, but I'm not offering him anything. And I would tell Kevin Durant, hey, Kev, if you got a problem with it and you want to move on, I understand that. I don't want to say that like you're kicking out one of the best players in the league in Kevin Durant, but I would checkmate Kevin Durant and say, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? We got to do things my way. We tried things your way. It didn't work. We couldn't get out of the first round. We got swept. So now we're going to do it my way. And I would hold firm and I would not give the keys to the franchise to a non-winning player in Kyrie Irving and a guy in Kevin Durant who looks like he's just following Kyrie. He's just leaning into whatever Kyrie says. Rob, is this being too harsh? I mean, I'm outraged if I'm a Nets fan right now. I'm just beside myself. We were laughing at the Knicks, say Nets fans, forever. Laughing. And now we got swept out of the first round. I don't know. I'm out on Kyrie, but you already knew that, Rob.
Jason, we've had this pod for, what, 2.5 years?
Something like that.
Something like that. That may have been the single worst take you've ever had in your life.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I agree with everything that you said about Kyrie Irving. What he said after the game was stupid, a complete lack of self-awareness, everything, 1,000%. However, the Brooklyn Nets are beholden to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. They have no choice but to offer him whatever he wants to stay in town because what they gave up to put together that big three that failed, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. They got no draft picks. They got no cap space. Kevin Durant's linked up for another, I think, 4 years after this.
They have Durant. Let me quickly look. Brooklyn payroll. Kevin Durant is locked in. He can't go anywhere. If I was the owner and I said, KD, I love you. I don't trust Kyrie. I'm not offering him. What can Kevin Durant do? He can't do anything, right?
Yeah,
he's locked in, like
trade.
You said. He can what?
He can demand a trade.
Okay, fine. Great, I'll recoup my lottery picks.
Okay, so if you're the Brooklyn Nets, you really think that you're better off with Ben Simmons and Patty Mills and Seth Curry and 4 first-round draft picks than you are with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and whatever?
I'll probably win as many playoff games as the Nets this year.
It's too soon.
You like that?
That was good. But look, man, I understand exactly what you're saying, and everything that you're saying makes perfect sense. It's logical. It's straightforward. And I agree with all of your points leading up to it. However, they are stuck. It's the same thing that's going to happen with the Philadelphia 76ers, James Harden, which we'll get to in a few minutes. When you sacrifice so many assets to get this one guy, if you don't do everything in your power to keep them happy and keep them in town, then it is beyond a sunk cost because you gave up everything in the future. Why would you compound it by give up everything that you have in the present as well?
But what do I have in the present? That's the question, Rob. What do you have when you've got a superstar who doesn't want to play, who's complaining, who, let's be honest, he was not a great player outside of, like you said on Monday's pod, one damn quarter in the entire series. So what exactly do you have? You got star wattage power, and you got a bunch of TV games.
If Kevin Durant is not on board with it, you can't do it. Because that's the guy, ultimately, that you have to keep happy. There is no scenario, from everything that we've heard him say publicly, reports coming out privately, that suggests Kevin Durant wants to break up with Kyrie Irving, that he wants a different guy running with him. And let's say even if he did, who are you going to get for Kyrie Irving that's going to make you a better team?
Nobody. Probably is too soon for an in-depth discussion, but like Kyrie Irving would probably sooner retire than go to like, 25 teams in the league, right?
Yes. You're going to get Russell Westbrook? You want Russell Westbrook and KD to run it back in Brooklyn?
Oh, stop it. I saw Cuffs the Legend pushing that knot. There's zero chance of that. But in all honesty, there is, I don't know what the market is for Kyrie. What GM wants to stake his name to that?
None.
Because honestly, we're going to see what happens with Steve Nash here. I don't think he should be fired. I'm sure that somebody's going to have to be the scapegoat for getting swept in the first round. And as you said, it ain't going to be Kyrie or Kevin Durant.
I just don't understand what you're doing giving the keys. Like, isn't this something kind of like the LeBron discussion with the Lakers, Rob? Because LeBron picked Russell Westbrook, and now everybody's saying, well, LeBron should have no say in the matter for the coach or trades or anything. He screwed up. So Kyrie Irving has colossally screwed up. Kevin Durant can't win with him. Why would you give Kyrie Irving any say in any of this?
That's true. Like I said, everything that you said makes sense. But using the LeBron comparison, they botched the Russell Westbrook trade. Now, do you trade Russell Westbrook for two marginal starters, whatever it takes to get rid of him, and attach those two first-round picks in 2027 and 2029 to do it?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Here
absolutely.
We go.
Because...
This is too spicy, okay. Rob.
I'm ready.
I was going to save this for if they beat the Phoenix Suns tonight. So New Orleans and Phoenix are in a heated series, and I believe New Orleans will win the series without Devin Booker on Phoenix. New Orleans could give Dallas problems the next round. They could. The way they're built is interesting. McCollum, Ingram, Herb Jones, Grand Theft Alvarado, they've got pieces. What they don't have is their best player on the floor in Zion Williamson. And you keep saying they're holding him out. I don't know. Does it get weird if the Pels, let's say, win a round and they push the Mavs? Let's say they lose to the Mavs in 6 or 7 without Zion. Do you consider giving Zion what he has wanted in a trade? Do you consider moving on from him when you had a great season without him, a good playoff run? You've got I don't know how Zion fits alongside Brandon Ingram now. Do you? Alongside CJ McCollum. I just don't know how that's going to work. Would you consider, hey, you call around the league and see what you can get fetched for Zion? Is that somebody who would play well with Kevin Durant? I'm just hypothetically speaking out loud. Does Zion Williamson work in a trade for high-profile players? You know he'd love to play with KD. He wants to get to New York. I don't know if he can get to the Knicks. What about the Nets?
He has a better chance of getting to the Knicks than the Nets. The Nets don't have anything to give up.
Kyrie Irving.
To your point, Kyrie Irving would rather retire than play in 25 other cities.
But New Orleans is getting to the conference semifinals.
No? Okay. Do you think, in your opinion, that winning at that level, winning playoff games, winning championships, matters all that much to Kyrie Irving? Because I don't think so.
That's a damn good question.
I think he's more concerned with, you know, being a martyr in his eyes. You know, concerned about local policy in the Brooklyn area. Because, I mean, if just look at his playoff history. I mean, since 2018, gets hurt. 2019, second round loss to the Bucks in 5. 2020, gets hurt. 2021, gets hurt. They lose to the Bucks. 2022, gets swept out by the Celtics. And what is he talking about? Yeah, I think I'm going to be more hands-on with the front office now. Like, and it wasn't until, Monday night after they get swept out of the playoffs that he takes any kind of accountability for his role in not getting the vaccine and causing them to miss so many games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think basketball is the be-all, end-all for Kyrie Irving. And I think that he's made that abundantly clear the last few years where he's taken personal days like he works at a 9-to-5 job. You know, like, that's fine. You know, I don't begrudge him. There's very few, you know, hate to break it to our audience, there's very few guys who are driven day in and day out by winning. That's just not reality. A lot of these guys play basketball for the money, for the fame, for the women, and because they're 6'6". Kyrie Irving is fantastic at basketball. I just don't think he really cares all that much about it.
Okay, if you are the Atlanta Hawks, you have Trae Young. Trae Young's, what, like 7 years younger, 6 years younger than Kyrie Irving. Who would you rather have running your team, Trae or Kyrie?
Trae Young.
I would agree. They both play about the same amount of defense, but Trae's a much better shooter from deep, obviously. And you can have all the skill highlights you want and the elite layup package, whoop-de-damn-do. Like, Trae Young has been the best player in 2 playoff series that he's been in. Last year against the Knicks. I know the Knicks ended up being a dumpster fire this year, whatever. And then in the second round against the Hawks. Sorry, not against the Hawks. Hawks against the Sixers when they won in seven. He was the best player in that series. Tell me the last time Kyrie Irving was the best player in a playoff series that his team won.
Never.
Yeah, you can't. He's never been. So, I again, we're overrating this guy. And now we spend 20 minutes gassing up Kyrie Irving and just dumping water on the flame that Kyrie is fanning about we don't need a coach and I'll help manage the franchise. Quickly on Ben Simmons. Rob, so Ben did not show up. Obviously, all the reporters and he got crushed on social media, apparently. Reporters were going to ask about Ben Simmons. I saw one of the funniest tweets about Ben Simmons. Tiger Woods broke both of his legs, nearly had one amputated, and still came back to his sport before Ben Simmons did. I read that. I was like, wait a minute. Was Tiger's car accident that much more recent than Ben Simmons? Holy cow, it was. And then you're like, oh my gosh, Ben Simmons wasted a year. It's tough for me to even wrap my head about Ben Simmons.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of Ben Simmons, Rob, any thoughts on the Sixers choking away? And choking is not really the right word, since they trailed wire to wire at home against the Raptors, who were without Van Vliet. No Van Vliet. Raptors win by 15 in Philly. Your guy Harden, 15 points, 7 assists, 5 turnovers. James Harden, by the way, shooting 37% in the series. Listen, it's officially tight butt cheeks time in Philadelphia. And this is going to be a morning where you turn on Philadelphia radio and people are jumping off buildings. And if Doc Rivers blows a 3-0 lead, obviously they're not going to bring him back. I don't know who's going to hire that guy to be a head coach. Some staggering numbers. He's now lost 7 of his last 8 games trying to close out a series. 7 of 8. And I don't know who you can blame here. Are we gonna blame it on Joel Embiid's thumb? He apparently needs surgery, fought through it. He had an okay game. Finished with 20 points, 11 rebounds. Missed all his threes. Rob, I don't care who gets injured. You can't blow a 3-0 lead to the freaking Toronto Raptors, who are missing their point guard. Doc Rivers is on notice. James Harden, Joel Embiid. It's too early for me to get too worked up about this, but I'll say this. You know, what do they call that area outside the Raptor Stadium where there's all the fans? There's some funny
Jurassic Park.
Name. Jurassic Park, yes, yes, yes. That place is going to be absolutely lit for Game 6. It's going to be pandemonium. I'm kind of excited for it. Kind of excited for a Raptors-Sixers game that I think is going to get relegated to NBA TV. Rob, there's no way the Sixers blow this series, right? They cannot blow this series.
No, I do not think that they're going to blow this series because, you know, as horrible and as overrated as Doc Rivers is in the pantheon of NBA head coaches, I don't think he is that bad where he'll be the first guy ever to blow a 3-0 series lead. Having said that, if Philadelphia doesn't close it out in Game 6, Toronto is going to win the series.
Ooh. So now you're putting pressure on them on the road. So Game 6 for this one is Thursday night. Oh, they might get lucky, Rob. Thursday night is the NFL draft. Yeah. I mean, I know the game is in Toronto, but the NFL draft is a massive sports story. You know, we all know the Jazz are going to get extinguished in Game 6 at home. After that embarrassment in Game 5, they got just destroyed. Didn't show up. They looked like they quit. So I think if Philly loses that, people are just going to miss it. They're just, I mean, the NFL draft will take priority. I will say on a side note, I'm playing in a dad's soccer tournament coming up, and the draw for the tournament is during the night of the draft. I'm like an assistant manager on the team. And they were like, are you going to be there for the draft of the tournament? And I was like, yeah, when is it? They're like, yeah, this Thursday. I was like, the night of the NFL draft?
This is poor planning.
Yeah, and we have tickets to the Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is playing at the Hollywood Bowl. And I'm like, I'm telling the wife, you know, we had our 15-year anniversary recently. I'm telling the wife, like, shucks, I forgot to put that in the calendar. Because you guys know how it works with the families now. Rob, I think you got young kids, so you're not as slammed with, you know, kids' sports and stuff, but the calendar fills up. And if you forget to put it in the calendar, it's kind of a bad look. And, you know, we have Chappelle, and I look at the draft, I'm like, oh my goodness. So obviously, Thursday, 2 NBA games, it's going to be bonkers. Thursday's going to be pretty wild. Friday's podcast should be a doozy. I don't even think we need to spend any time, Rob, on the Mavs, Utah. Although I'll say this, the reemergence of Luka Doncic from his injury is great news for the league.
Absolutely.
Right now, Rob. Oh, by the way, sorry, I knew we need to go back to the Sixers. A lot of people said early on, like, hey, after 3 games, yeah, Sixers look like the best team in the playoffs. Remember that? You had said Boston. You were right.
Thank you.
I had said, I forgot, was probably wrong. But people were saying, oh, don't forget about the Sixers. Come on, they look great through 3 games. They look very less great now. Mavericks all of a sudden look great. After 1 game, people were writing off the Mavs without Luka. They've been dominant pretty much since, although they blew the end of Game 4. I think the Mavs are the second best story right now in the NBA after the Warriors. Other people will surely say the Celtics, right?
Yeah, and I think going back to that conversation, I believe you might have said the Warriors look like the best team. That was because Jordan Poole was, they pool party, and then all of a sudden he did not show up at all in game four. But, you know, that's to be expected for the guy who's having his quote-unquote breakout season. He's not going to have every game. It's going to be a great game. You know, Luka's fantastic, and not frustrating for me. You know, I don't really have that much emotionally invested into it, but I didn't think that Dallas would be able to win this series because I didn't think that Luka Doncic was either going to, if he was going to come back in the series, I didn't think he was going to be effective because you can't rush a calf injury, calf, hamstring, or two of those things, especially in basketball players, as much explosion as you have to do, change of direction, things like that. If you're limited with those things, it's hard to be effective. I forgot, though, that I guess it wasn't at the forefront of my mind, that Luka Doncic has never been explosive. He's never been a super athletic guy. So he's moving at about the same speed that he's always moved at, you know, where he looks like he's going half to three-quarter speed of everybody else, but he's getting to all his spots. He's so skilled. He can put it up from anywhere. He can pass it at, you know, as well as anyone in the NBA for a forward. I with Kevin Durant out of the mix, you know, LeBron not making it, I think the NBA kind of needs Steph Curry to be successful here in the TV portion. But for basketball fans, I can't think of a better story than Luka Doncic making a run to the NBA championship.
Yeah, now people cannot say, he's never been out of the first round. By the way, Luka, 33-13. Several really impressive highlights, and nearly got injured trying to dunk on Hassan Whiteside. They ejected Whiteside for it. I do want to quickly add, Donovan Mitchell, I bet on his over three-pointers made. It was like 2.5. I was like, oh, come on, Mitchell's going to be jacking 10 threes. Blowout, he goes 0 for 7 from deep. Rob, Donovan Mitchell in 32 minutes was a minus 38.
Jeez.
And then he pulled up with a hamstring late. I thought it was like he was embarrassed by how bad he was playing. I thought Donovan Mitchell was like a major superstar, but he's nowhere near Devin Booker, right?
No. He is low key, you know, because I know that James Harden's taking a lot of slander, Kyrie Irving as well, and for good reason. He hasn't been having a good playoff at all either. He's shooting 39% from the field, heading into, you know, what was it, game 4-5.
15.
And that's only going to go down, you know, once that this gets updated here on ESPN early this morning. But people see the 30 points a game and they think he's having a great series. And it's like, no, he's just because he's shooting the ball 25, 26 times a night. Like he hasn't been good at all. And that team is destined to be blown up this offseason. And I'm concerned that if and when they do blow things up, they're probably going to want to trade Gobert and keep Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
But has Donovan Mitchell really shown you that he can be capable of being the best guy on a championship team? I don't think so.
I don't know what you could do around him because he's a guy who needs the ball, right?
Yes.
It's weird with a shooting guard. The only close facsimile is, we could try to do what Devin Booker did, right? Devin Booker was a really good shooting guard. He just needed a great wing defender. They get Bridges. And then he needed a point guard to set the table. And that's Chris Paul. And then you need a system. So all they need right now is a great point guard. I don't think Conley's the guy. I like the Conley pickup. It just hasn't panned out. He's a little too old. Chris Paul laughs at being too old. But I don't know, Rob. It does not look good in Utah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's quickly pivot to tonight's games. Memphis, Minnesota for the right to get destroyed by the Warriors. It's a big one. It's in Memphis. Any lean on the game? Memphis is the favorite, obviously.
Oh, you know what? This might be the most confusing series of the bunch because Agreed. Neither one of these teams has shown to be consistent at all. You know, they're Jekyll and Hyde, game to game, half to half, quarter to quarter. The only reason why I'm picking it the way I'm picking is because they're at home. Give me the Grizzlies. I don't think they're going to cover the 6-point spread that I see here in front of me.
Yep.
I think Minnesota covers that, but I like the Grizzlies to win the game and go up 3-2.
Yeah, it was 7, bet down to 6. Miami's 7-point favorites bet up to 7.5. I think they could bludgeon Atlanta even without Lowry. Although, does Trae Young go down swinging? He's quietly had a weak series. I kind of am with you. I think Memphis wins. I don't know if I can trust either of those teams. It's like you just have zero faith that either of them can close out like a huge lead. I was looking at some of the numbers, Rob. This is crazy. In that game 3 loss, remember it was the anniversary dinner night. I watched the game on my phone, and you're not on social media as much, so you don't get to see everything. In that game, apparently, the Minnesota Timberwolves led by 26 in the first half, 25 in the second half. And that was like 26, and then they cut it to 7. And then back up to 25 and then lost the game. Like, how can you trust a team that does that? So I'm probably going to avoid that one. And then, of course, the Pelicans in Phoenix get stuck on 6.5. And I don't know how you don't go with the Pels here. I know that's a little reactionary. I'm just not liking the vibes from Phoenix. I don't think the Pelicans can do everything they did in Game 5, really get under the skin. But this is just not a great matchup, man. Your guy, Brandon Ingram, former Laker, is playing so good. Like, who... Mikal Bridges is supposed to be a stopper. He can't stop. He can't come close to stopping Ingram.
Yeah. If there was ever an advertisement for why Mikal Bridges did not win Defensive Player of the Year, it's what Brandon Ingram's doing to him. They have zero answer. Now, unlike you, I still think Phoenix is going to win the series, but there is no way at all I would pick Phoenix to cover any kind of spread over 3 or 4 points at all.
Yeah. NBA playoffs getting spicy. NFL, I wanted to talk to Rob about this rumor, because it involves the Raiders. According to some Green Bay Packers website, now it's something called Cheesehead TV, so read it that what you will, but it sounded credible. So apparently in that Raiders-Packers trade for Davante Adams, the Raiders or the Packers had said, we want Darren Waller in the deal. So it would have been Darren Waller, a first and a second. And that makes way more sense than just Hall of Famer Davante Adams for a first and a second round pick, neither of which were top 10. And it's like, well, why didn't they get more? Apparently, Waller was supposed to be in the deal, but at the last minute, the Raiders found out they could not do the deal because Waller is an unsigned free agent, something, some weird quirk. And according to this website, Cheesehead TV, the deal still could happen after the fact. Rob, where are you on this kind of a mess of a story?
That's not going to happen. I mean, it's fun to talk about, because, I think Darren Waller's fantastic. I think that if he were with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, he would be putting up Travis Kelce level numbers. Like, he's that talented.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing. Like I told you before we started recording, nothing against Aaron Nagler, who is the guy who broke that story. I think he's pretty reputable.
He's credible. Yeah. Just Cheesehead TV. I'm sorry for that back. Listen, I had a website called The Big Lead. If somebody,
exactly.
Podcasts were a factor back then, they'd be like, oh, yeah, this website called The Big Lead. I shouldn't diminish Cheesehead. I apologize.
My only pushback on that is, like I said, nothing against Aaron Nagler, who's reputable, is you don't have a story that big with Darren Waller, who's a Pro Bowl level player, involved in a trade involving the best receiver in football, in my opinion, Davante Adams, and you're the only guy reporting it. Rapshi would have been on it. Schefter would have been on it. Morrison, pick your favorite guy, would have had something along those lines. And the fact that Nagler's the only one who has it makes me think it's not that legitimate.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons to love the Raiders is because they have Waller, third and Renfro, and Davante Adams. Like, I don't know how you cover that. We've talked a lot about, like, great trios and, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Like, Adams and Waller is not that far behind. And when you toss in third and Renfro, you're looking at, honestly, find me a top three unit with two wide receivers and a tight end better than them. Like, 49ers have Debo and Kittle. Debo for now. Tyreek Hill is gone. So what do you have, like Tyreek Hill and Mike Gesicki and Jalen Waddle? Like, come on. I don't know. Maybe it's number one, Rob.
It could be. I mean,
Chargers?
If the Raiders
Chargers
offensive
tight end?
Nobody right home about.
Nobody, okay.
And none of their receivers can hold a candle to Davante Adams. But, what the Raiders going to come down to, they need an offensive line. And it's unfortunate they don't have a pick in the first two rounds because of that trade, because their offensive line was below average last season. I don't know if they just think new coaching is going to help the young guys do better, but they didn't add anybody in the offseason that's worth writing home about. So if their offensive line can hold up, I expect that trio to put up big numbers, not even counting Josh Jacobs in the backfield. Josh Jacobs is a very good running back.
It's nice. I know what people are yelling right now. Gronk, Godwin, and Evans. That's probably got to be one, right?
Well, Godwin's hurt. That's the only reason why I would say
no. Is Gronk even back officially? Or
no, he's not.
Probably just waiting. Huh.
Because otherwise it would be them. Yeah, but, Godwin ACL injury and Gronk not officially back, so.
Yeah. All right, that's a long one for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun fire. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.